Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to Fightful Overbooked. I am Caden, and today I am joined by Billy Starks. Billy, how are you?
I'm doing great, just busy as ever.
Yeah, so what are you busy with this time? You're busy with a lot. Why don't you talk to us about what's going on now?
So I'm preparing for my trip to Japan. So I had to do a lot of paperwork and running around. And I got my school to approve it as an educational trip. So they're checking me off so I don't have unexcused days from school. And this weekend, I'm traveling a bunch. I'm in Chicago, Georgia, and Indianapolis. So I'm packing for Chicago and my flight to Georgia, and then I'll get home before I have to rush off over to Indianapolis. And then I'm knocking out schoolwork in the process.
Well, let's talk about Japan. It was announced on, I believe, Monday night that you're going to be facing Yuka Sakazaki for the Princess of Princess Championship at Tokyo Joshi Pro's All Rise. So is this your first trip to Japan, right?
Yes, I'm so excited. And it's crazy to me because I probably found out a couple days before they announced it who I was going to be wrestling. And I was like, oh my God, this is insane.
So how do you feel? Like, what are the feelings right now? You're going to go to Japan. You're going to work. Yuka Sakazaki, one of the most popular Joshi wrestlers right now, in a dream world for pro wrestling. How does that feel?
It's definitely crazy. I feel like all of my dreams are coming true, and it's all happening way quicker than I expected. Wrestling has, like, flown by for me. I was like, oh, I expected to, like, be doing it for so much longer before I got any of these opportunities. And everything has just been like, bam, bam, bam. I'm like, oh my God, it's already happening? Okay. But it's very, very exciting and very stressful because my parents have just recently started letting me travel on my own. And it's been like a new concept. I'm definitely prepared for it because I'm one of those people. I'm very resourceful and I can figure out anything on my own. Just Google, I'll figure it out. But I feel like I'm prepared for my trip to Japan and I'm excited to like go explore and see things. A lot of my friends who've gone over there, I'm like, you have to go see this. You have to go see this. So I have like a hit list of things I want to do.
Yeah, I love Tokyo. It's one of my favorite cities in the world. So I'm very happy for you that you get to go there and work a match. I saw that news come up on my feed Monday and I was so happy. Very excited.
I'm so excited. And the thing was, like, I've literally built up to this for like multiple years because I've always been like, I love Japanese women's wrestling. Like, it's so entertaining for me to watch. And they're just some of the best female wrestlers in the world. And I took 3 years of Japanese in high school just to like, oh, I want to know Japanese because my goal one day is to go to Japan. And now I know a little bit of Japanese and I feel like I'm going to be so confused when I use it with people who speak this language every day. And I'm like, oh my God, I hope I don't sound like an idiot.
That was very relatable when I went. I was like, oh no, I don't want to sound terrible and like say the wrong thing on accident.
They're going to be like, yep, you're a foreigner.
Yeah, for sure. So what's the most touristy thing that you're excited for in Tokyo?
Ooh, I don't know. I'm really looking forward to just like exploring. I've seen the crazy vending machines and that's what I'm going for.
The vending machine.
Yes, I want this. my mom judged me because, like, the one thing I really want to try is, like, the strawberry bread in a can. I don't know why it popped me so hard, and I was like, yeah, I gotta try this. So that's one of my, like, I gotta go try to find this somewhere. And then everybody's told me like 7-Elevens are crazy, so I'm gonna go blow up a 7-Eleven.
Yeah, I rem the things I remember loving were obviously I went and saw the Tokyo Dome, which like you gotta if you're a wrestling fan, you have to at least see the Tokyo Dome.
Yes.
And there's a
I didn't
huge
even
rope.
think about that until you said it. That's crazy. Oh my God, I do.
Yeah, it's in, like I went and they did like a amateur baseball game, and the mascot from one of the teams was an orange, and the other mascot was an either an apple or a tomato, and they had marching bands.
Willow posted a video the other day of like a random festival and parade going on when
Yeah.
she stepped outside of a cafe, and I was like, I really hope this stuff is going on when I'm there.
Yeah. Oh, I love Tokyo. It's so awesome. Yeah, you're gonna have a great time. So this is going to be an extremely niche question, but I need to ask it. So I'm in Florida now. I go to the University of Florida, but I'm originally from Texas. So when I went back for the summer, I went to go watch Mission Pro, and you were working that show. I don't remember which show the name was, but it was in May, and it is hot in that building. So when it's that hot in a building, how do you combat that when working a match? Does it provide like any sort of disadvantage, or are you just kind of used to it?
I've kind of just learned to deal with it. It just sucks, but it's like most of the time you're like, oh, I'd rather it be burning hot than freezing cold. Wrestling in the freezing cold hurts more. I
I guess that would
will
make
say that.
sense.
Because I wrestled one show. It was just terrible. It was St. Louis Anarchy, and we did an outdoor show, and it was under like a what's it called? One of the like where you put picnic tables and all of that stuff, and it was great, and it looked great when the sun was still up. The sun went down, and it got so cold. And right before my match, I'm just in sweatpants and a hoodie, just trying to stay warm. And as soon as my music hit, I took them off. And as soon as I got to the ring, the mat is like freezing. And I hit it, and my back was just so stiff because it's like I can't get warmed and like warm up for my match. And my body was like, why are we doing this? At least in the heat, I can still like stretch and I feel
Yeah.
like I can breathe. I just sweat more. I'm one of those people, I don't really sweat when I wrestle, but in the heat, I'm always like dripping wet.
So, speaking of Mission Pro, what was that experience like working in that environment?
Honestly, really great. It's definitely different from me because they run it very professionally. I'm so used to chaotic indies. You find the one person and it's like, hey, can you give me my match and what I'm doing? It was very organized. And I love just being around so many women. I like have worked shows with all of like the women that were on the show for the most part, except for like a few, and it was just a great atmosphere to be around, and it was much of like a party before we started, even though it was hot and we're like, oh, we gotta go wrestle. But it was just fun to be around everybody, and I feel like wrestling with like people who are going through the same thing we're going through. Oh, my mom just sent an announcement, dinner's done. I was like, what is that? Oh. But just being around so many great women, I really enjoyed having that environment around Mission Pro.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Oh, and I feel like Women's Wrestling Army, where I'm going to be at tomorrow in Chicago, is doing like the same thing of just providing such an organized and like healthy place for women to grow in wrestling.
How much time do you have left?
Oh, I have plenty.
Okay, I don't. Okay, I just want to make sure that I'm good. So Let's go into my favorite question that I love asking people because it's so interesting, and because you have one of my favorite entrance songs and it's on my playlist because I love it. How did you choose Aliens Exist by Blink-182 as your entrance song?
So I used to come out to a different song and I didn't really get to choose it. It was kind of like, oh, you should use this. And I didn't have any like plans for it at the time. So I was like, okay, I'll just use this. And at some point I was like, I'm so tired of this song. Like, it's just not me. And I was like, oh, what's something like spacey and like cool, but it's more up my alley. I'm a very big like indie pop type, like that's the music I enjoy. And I just looked up like indie pop, spacey music, or like aliens. And I was like a big fan of Blink-182, but when I searched on Google and was just scrolling through songs, listening to the intro, I finally got to that. And I was like, oh, this might be it. And I played it and I could just feel it. I was like, yeah, this is an entrance song. I'm using this. And I was like, okay, this is when I'm going to switch my music. And I switched my music and I've kept it ever since. I was like, this is more me. And I'm so glad that everybody else has loved it. Because there was like a moment in my head, I'm like, I hope other people like this music.
So you brought up you wanting the space vibe. So you have the nickname Space Jesus. Where did that come from?
Ooh. All of the nicknames I've had have all been like jokes or like something my friends have said or called me. And Space Jesus is a joke that has just developed into I've made it my own. But Space Jesus started because of this crazy guy in Indiana. There was a Jimmy Jacobs seminar and I wasn't there for this. A bunch of my friends were. So this is like told through me second-handed. This guy comes into the seminar and he's like a biker jacket on, wrist tape on, and it's like before the show or anything, and nobody knows who this guy is. So he's just like, he already has this energy around him. He does the seminar, and during the seminar, Jimmy Jacobs is going around like, oh, what's your gimmick? What's your gimmick? What's your gimmick? And he gets to this guy and he goes, oh, I'm a street fighter. And Jimmy Jacobs is like, oh, that's cool, but like, I need more. And the guy was like, I'm a street fighter, but this will explain it all. And he proceeds to take off his leather vest and like take off his shirt. And he has like alien jet Jesus tattooed on his chest. And just in front of everybody, like, so like confident in himself. And Jimmy Jacobs just goes, okay, and keeps moving on, goes on with the rest of his seminar and like completely ignores, like it doesn't question how does this explain your gimmick? I was just like, what are you guys talking about? And the story gets better. The guy proceeds to like finish the seminar, and when the promoter goes around and like collects the money for the seminar, the guy goes, you had to pay for this? I'm on the show. The promoter's like, I didn't book you. You're not on the show. And they kick him out, and he is just a person that is insane. Somebody sent me a video of one of his matches, like later on, that he did at a Evolve tryout. And he just beat the crap out of this poor kid, like this young kid in wrestling. And I was like, what is going on? He is not a very good wrestler, I will say that. But on a Friday show, one of my friends who were there and they told us a story came into the room and he was ring announcing. It was J Rose. And he was like, hey, who wants to be announced as Space Jesus tonight? And everyone was like, ha 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 ha. And I was like, you know what? I want to do it. So I went up to him and was like, hey, announce me as Space Jesus tonight. And I went in. Talked through my match and went out. And by the time I went out, I completely forgot I told him to do this. Went out, did my introduction, and he's like going through all my monikers. And he goes, Space Jesus, Billy Starks. And I just popped so much. And I don't know why, but the crowd just loved it. And I was like, you know what? I kind of like it. I'm going to use this. And I started using it and making it more for like my branding and all of that. So I just kind of ran with it, but it was a joke from this crazy dude.
So you've used that. Obviously, you have some other amazing nicknames. Bill, like I love Bill I Am. That's a personal favorite. So I lost my train of thought for a second. I lost it. So with the nicknames, so obviously, like you said, that they come from a lot of it's joking around with friends. Have you decided that if there's like one that you would have to eventually like fully stick with like this specific one, do you know which one that would be?
I feel like I've just grown so much with like the space Jesus and people knowing that one, and it's the one I use the most. Like the other ones, I'll just be like, haha, randomly add them in. But definitely like the space Jesus is what I would keep because I've just grown it into my own thing. That or like the face of the Big Starks brand. It's really a toss up of both of those. It depends on like what I would want to go with, like a certain direction with my character and everything in wrestling.
Yeah, it makes sense. So you're obviously traveling a lot. You just mentioned that you're about to go to Tokyo and you're going to Chicago this weekend. What's been your favorite place that you've traveled to?
Ooh, I find like little niche like places everywhere, and I love it. But definitely the West Coast. I've always had fun when I've went to the West Coast, and it looks beautiful there, even though it can be insanely hot sometimes. But Seattle, I love Seattle when I went. It just had like amazing energy. The sights were beautiful, and I would definitely probably say California if the traffic wasn't terrible.
Yeah, that traffic in California is what kept me from going there for college. I was like, I
I have,
don't.
like, I'm a very cool-tempered person until I get in, like, traffic. My road rage just shoots through the roof. And my family has seen it, and Mouse is like, just slow down, just chill. I was like, oh, I just want to get through here.
Yeah, I can't deal with the traffic. I'm in like central North Florida, and my best friend and my brother live in South Florida, which is nightmare. Miami traffic is a complete nightmare. So I'm like, I'm not visiting y'all. Y'all can come up and visit me. I'm not gonna go visit you.
I have literally been to Florida so many times, and I love like how it looks, and it's a very beautiful state, but the traffic and then all, I feel like there's so much going on that it's like, oh my God, I can't be here. I was like, I gotta go.
It's a place. It's certainly a place in the world.
I feel like I strive in chaos, but that much chaos, I can't. It's overwhelming for me.
Love it. Bring on like all the chaos. Just throw everything at me. I'll figure it out. I've been like, especially right now, there's a lot going on, and it's like, oh no, okay, we gotta figure this out. Cool.
The best part is you probably just throw it all together and be great by the end of it.
Oh yeah,
That's always my
totally.
mindset. I was like, oh, I'll just add a little bit of here and then I'll be overwhelmed for a second. And it'll be great again.
Yeah, totally. What else is interesting? Like, do you have any interesting stories that you want to talk about that you haven't like told ever in an interview?
So I recently started working with kids, like little kids in my daily life. And it's definitely been eye-opening for me because I was one of the people I will always say, like, I never want kids. I never want kids. And I feel like it's added to that, but it's also subtracted from it because I'm like, oh, they're so cute. And then other times I'm like, I could suplex this child and feel no remorse for it.
My God,
I
that
was
took a really quick turn.
like, but these kids can be so bad for no reason. I had like an incident today. We were having such a good time. We watched Monsters, Inc. and Sully, and I watched this little kid named Leo. And he's so mean to some of the other kids and will constantly tell me no. I'm like, "Do you want a snack, Leo?" And he's like, "No." And just yells it at me. And I was like, "Okay, Leo." But today, this is the first time I've ever seen him just get terrified. And it was the opening scene of like Monsters, Inc. And he just starts screaming. The rest of the kids are like sitting there watching, so interested. And he's like, and he runs up to me, and I was like, "What's wrong, Leo?" And I'm like, "I don't understand what's going on with him." I was like, "Oh, he's scared by the movie and the monsters. Come here." So I held him, and he just is cuddling with me. He was like, "Look, look." I was like, "Look, he's nice. See?" He was like, Okay. It was the most adorable thing, and I was like, "Okay, I can understand why people have kids, but at the same time, I just can't." I was like, "I can't do this all the time." I was like, "I love being the babysitter or like the cool aunt, and I'll hang out with them. But if I had to like make sure that, oh, they have to be here, they have to be here, oh, let me go do this, and I have to worry about all my real life responsibilities, I would drive myself insane."
Yeah, I was a camp counselor and I haven't been for like about 2 years now, but I was. And I feel you. It's definitely like a weird situation that can either be amazing or a nightmare.
Yeah, it just depends on like the group of kids you get too, because I feel like I travel between like classrooms, and the twos and threes, I love them because they're so sweet, but they're also evil. Like they're the most evil group of kids for no reason. And I was like, why are we all so angry? Like I just sat down and was like, why are we upset? And they're just screaming. I was like, what can I do to make your day better? I was like, I'm not here to make you angry or upset, but you got to communicate with me and tell me what I'm doing wrong that's just causing all of this anger built up inside of you. I was like, all these tiny kids get so angry for no reason. This little kid was so mad because he was leaving at the end of the day, and I had to take one of the daycare's toys back, and he was just like, oh. Started screaming. I was like, I have to take the truck back. You gotta go home. Look, mom's here. And he's, I was like, oh my God, why are you so angry?
They're very angry. They can be angry children.
I was like, I feel for my mom more. I was like, I'm sorry, everything I've put you through as a child. I was like, I can finally understand. I understand why you are the way you are and the why that I am the way I am. I was like, I'm sorry that I've made your life like this sometimes.
When I was at Disney with my mom a few weeks ago, there were a bunch of screaming children, and I was like, oh, I am so sorry that I was that child. I was
I was like,
appalled.
we all have to go through that phase at some point.
For sure. So you're still in school while managing wrestling. How do you balance those two?
Lot of family and friends support. I've been very, very supported. And honestly, my teachers have been helping a lot. Even though there's like two teachers this year, I'm like, I could fight you. But I've restrained myself. I'm very, very frustrated because I'm one of those kids. I will constantly ask questions and like try to understand the material you're teaching. But my math teacher this year has just been horrible. And I was like, hey, what are we doing on this problem? And I'm not like the only one lost in my class. Like my entire class is lost. And I was like, come on, what? This can't be our fault. You're doing something wrong here, ma'am. And we're trying. I was like, because it's a IB class, which is like a college class. And the kids, this is like our second year of doing it. And all of us were really, really good the first year. And we got to this year and we're like, we don't know what's going on anymore. She kind of just ran through the beginning chapters, and now we're just so far ahead that it's like, can you go back to the basics? Because we're lost.
I've been there. That was basically my Spanish teacher junior year. I was like, I don't know what's going on right now.
And I just feel like I'm one of those people. I had to go back today And I just Googled what my questions were because she just wasn't answering my questions. So I was like, okay, I'll just go home and Google it. And I found the sheet of like everything I'm supposed to put in my calculator for like how to find out those problems. And I shared it with my friends. And she was so happy with us today. She was like, you guys are doing a great job. And I was like, oh yeah, I found this thing online, so I understand the material now. She's like, what? I was like, yeah, I understand the material now because I did outside research. And I explained it to my small group. And now everybody else in the class is like, hey, can you help me with this? And I was like, let me finish this problem real quick and I'll come help you.
Oh, yeah, I don't miss high school at all.
I'm ready to be out. I feel like all of my senior class, everybody I've talked to, is just excited to be done with school and go off to
Yep.
like bigger and better things. I do like a co-op class and we are talking about like just what we were doing outside of school, and everybody's like thinks it's strange because a lot of my friends like outside of school are older people. So we got on the subject of like being friends with older people and they're like, it's different for you. She was they're like, it's your job and you're just like doing stuff you like. Meanwhile, these people, because we were talking about this one kid who's like friends with a bunch of like older skaters who are in like their 20s and he's like 16, and they were judging him for that. And I was like, that I'm friends with people older than that. Why is that a problem? And then they're like, no, that's weird. And I was like, let that kid live. Come on.
So, speaking of school, you would have been in for the spring break that never ended. Do you have any interesting stories about how like that'll happen for you? Because I remember that, like, I very vividly remember the spring break that never ended.
Oh, it was very, very chaotic. I will say that. I feel like it was a blessing and a curse. I definitely feel like during that time I was able to travel and keep wrestling and doing everything way easier because I was able to just take school with me. And it was much easier in that aspect. I feel like I had grown to like online school. And I actually talked about doing online college because I was like, oh, I don't have to be like on campus in like a certain location. I could be traveling in the car with my computer. I'll be good to go. But I feel like I hated everything that was going on in the world and there was nothing I could do about it. So I just try to stay positive and look at the good aspects of everything going on. And I feel like that's just stayed my mindset since the pandemic. I was like, I can't control all this bad stuff going on. I can do what I can to make a difference in my life. So I'm not going to try to worry about all these chaotic things going on.
So the next thing on the horizon for you, besides Japan, is you're about to turn 18, correct?
Yes, in December.
Yeah.
I
So
feel like I tricked everybody early because of my wrestling social media all has my birthday as different something else. And I was like, oh, sorry guys. It's so I remember when I first started wrestling, I set all of my wrestling accounts to my Wrestleversary of like when I had my first match and everybody thinks it's my birthday and I was like, no.
So, is there anything on the horizon for you going into that, coming out of being 18, and that obviously opens a whole other door of opportunities? Do you have, is there anything that you already have planned out for that time?
I just plan on traveling more alone and I plan on moving out. I'm no longer staying at my parents' house at the end of the school year. I plan on trying to move out and do things on my own. And it's very exciting, but very stressful. I'm like, hopefully I can make this work. And I'm just hoping to grow in wrestling. I feel like I can finally start doing states that I couldn't previously do because the people have like messaged me and like been like, oh, can you work this? You need a license. And I'm like, oh, I can't get a license because of restrictions. So I'm excited to work in like New York and even my home state. I've never wrestled in Kentucky because you need a license for Kentucky. So I'm hoping that like my grandmother can some come re see me wrestle live, because she's never seen me wrestle live. She's only seen videos and stuff like that. So I'm excited for like that opportunity so she can finally see me at a show and like with all of these crazy things I have going on. She's always super excited for when I'm like, "Oh, look, do you want to see my match?" And we'll put it up on the TV for her and she like loves it even though she's like, the one with the
Well, I'm super excited for the opportunities that will certainly be coming down the way. I've been saying for like 3 months, I was like, how is, if Nick Wayne can get signed, Billy Starks can get signed too.
I hate the waiting game. Me and Nick were talking about that a lot of the time because neither one of us like expected so many opportunities so early on. And I feel like Nick is one of like my best friends because we connect on so much because we live like very crazy lives. I kind of envy him sometimes because we joke about like his grades compared to mine. He was like, yeah, he took like algebra 2 last year, and I was like, I took algebra 2 freshman year, Nick. And he was like, can you help me with this test? And I was like, I got you. There was like one day where we are messaging, he was like just sending me the pictures of his test, and I was like writing down the answers, and I was like, here's the work. I was like, shout out, I'm gonna help Nick Wayne pass his math test so we can keep wrestling on the weekends.
That's amazing. Well, thank you so much for joining me. Anything you want to plug?
All of my social media is at Billy Starks, BILLIE, and then Starks is STARKZ. And if you want to check out any of my merchandise, it's at BigStarksBrand.com. And for any of my upcoming shows, just go to my social media. I post about all of it.
Well, thank you so much for joining me, Billy. It was a pleasure.
Thank you so much for having me.
And thank you, everybody, for watching.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.